Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we'll talk Humboldt Wildcats boys soccer with Coach Joe Hadar. The Wildcats boys team came into this week with three games total. A home game against Iowa Falls Alden on Monday, a non-conference home game against East Sac County on Tuesday, and an away game at Garner Hayfield Ventura on Thursday as they look to close out the regular season with a perfect record. The boys had to grind out a tough 2-1 win against the Cadets on Monday, with half of the starting lineup out sick, while they were able to cruise to a 4-0 win against the Raiders on Tuesday. Thursday's game was a number 1 versus number 2 showdown in the conference standings, with the Cardinals needing a win to clinch a share of the conference championship, while the Wildcats with a win would clinch an outright title of the conference championship. After falling down 1-0 early in the first half and trailing by that score at halftime, the Wildcats got rolling in the second half to score three unanswered goals to win the North Central Conference championship outright. The Wildcats finished the regular season at 15-0 overall and 12-0 in the North Central Conference. The Wildcats' record is their best regular season record in program history, dating back to the start of the program in 2002. Here is Coach Hadar after Thursday's game against Garner Hayfield Ventura on his team's performance against the Cardinals and the magical season the Wildcats have had.
I guess we got down so fast that it didn't really feel like down. It just felt like, you know, we got to score a goal to win this game. Even just take it to overtime, we're going to have to score a goal. We're a goal down, don't give up another goal. And with the wind and the sun, you know, we were having some difficulty on defense in the first half. I think we'd been home for quite a few games. Game on the road was a little different, and we struggled quite a bit in the first half, but the second half we turned it around and got the goals we needed.
You talked about how you didn't want to let up another goal, but the resiliency of your team to come back, in your eyes, this whole season, seeing that game after game of how this team just, when they do get down, that they're resilient. We saw it in Fort Dodge, and we saw it, of course, last night. Just talk about that resilience on the team, just to be able to claw their way back into games.
Well, that's other coaches in other sports have really helped develop that. It's the way that the football team went through their season, and then the basketball team went through their season wrestling. I could probably name all of them, because at Humboldt, I think our philosophy is to have multi-sport athletes, and soccer's probably the one that's most guilty of having athletes who are strictly soccer players. And I think that that mix of having the guys who maybe soccer is what they love to do, but then throwing in the football players and the basketball players who've been through tough seasons and know what it takes to win. You know, things can get a little shouty at times, but it's good. I mean, it's the guys picking each other up or calling each other out, and that's what it takes. I mean, they've got grit and determination because they've been through it in other sports, and I'm lucky to have that from the other sports that these guys play.
That's a really good point about the multi-sport guys. But also, throughout this season, is there one game in particular that you kind of look back to, or a moment you look back on and you knew that this team was a little bit different in terms of they've won 15 games in a row?
Clear Lake, things could have gone south in Clear Lake. We got down three goals there. We let in three goals pretty quickly in the second half, and it was 4-1. And with about 20 to 15 minutes left, we turned it on and got back into the game and leveled it so that we could take it into overtime, and then went ahead and we were able to win it in overtime. And like you say, I mean, that can really be a turning point where the team decides that, yeah, we can do this, or the team decides that, maybe we're average. And I think this team, from their, like I said, the previous experience, they just decided not to be average. And fortunately, we've got a goal scorer who, if he hasn't broken last year's school record, is very close to breaking last year's school record for number of goals. And then he's supported by a midfield that's really willing to hustle and get things done, and some other goal scorers that open things up. So it's the talent that these guys are bringing to the team, and then the experience that they're bringing to the team, that's really the biggest difference. And then we're, like I said, coaching things that maybe we haven't been able to get to in the past because the teams haven't been ready for it. Whereas, like, we just did a video session where we really went through some fine details of, you know, you need to be 10 yards over from there for your starting position. Or, I know it's difficult, but you've got like a second or two to get your head up, and usually this tendency is open. So that's the biggest difference that I see in this team right now.
The reaction from Humboldt, you come back, escorted the fire department. What was that like, just to see the community embrace a conference championship season and see your players recognized for the fruits of their labor and winning a conference championship?
You know, if there's one advantage to living in a small town, it's when things like that happen. I mean, to call out the fire department and have to be led into town by a fire truck, and they've got their sirens going, and we've got everything going on the bus, all the lights flashing, and there are people who are starting a caravan, and there are people waving to us on Main Street. I mean, it wasn't a ticker tape parade, but it was pretty special, and it was pretty neat to have all of the parents there, most of the parents there in the parking lot after the game, and be able to get our pictures taken with the victory bell. It's what really makes a community like Humboldt a special place to be, and that happens, I think, 1,000 times a day in Humboldt, that obviously they're not parades led by fire trucks in your school bus, but it's those kinds of connections that one of the parents knows the person to contact and the other parent knows this person to get a hold of. And that's what really makes Humboldt a special place to be in. It's the tight-knit community, and it's the way that it really welcomes people into the community. And I think that that's something that we need to cherish and really need to promote and do more of. It's celebrating Humboldt is the fantastic thing to be a part of.
Coach, last question. What's next now for your team as you prepare for the postseason?
It's going to be a week of physical practices. We don't have any games. We're going to have to get at each other. We might end up with some bumps and bruises out of that, but we're going to get at it, and we're going to make sure that there's no let-off, because some of the teams we're playing will have a game or two left in their season, and then they'll have another game before they play us, and it's totally focused on Monday against either Spirit Lake or Webster City, and not thinking beyond that right now, just really one game at a time. It's just the focus that we're going to bring. And I've always told the guys, every team I've had, I said, especially the postseason in soccer is about who wants to keep playing soccer, who's having a great time, who loves the sport, who has a passion for it. And I think this team has a passion for it, and they love it. I think this is definitely the best chance we've ever had of going to state, and that's our goal. I mean, right now the goal is to get to state. After that, we'll look on, but we're not looking on. You know, we've got to beat either Spirit Lake or Webster City first, so there's no luxury of looking forward to anything else. And we just got to do the best preparation that we can in the week ahead and be ready Monday night when they come to town.
Well, thank you, Coach. Congratulations on the conference championship, and best of luck here in the postseason.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Always happy for all the things that KHBT does for Humboldt Athletics.
We appreciate it as well. So thank you, Coach.
That was Humboldt Wildcats boys head soccer coach Joe Hadar. You have been listening to Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. We'll see you next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.